Werewolves, a short story collection, an introduction. Many of us are cautious around strange dogs. However friendly they seem, their energy and open panting jaws seem to summon some primitive instinct within us to be aware. Once we advance to wolves, those fears become rather more persuasive. Their wild and seemingly vicious, determined natures can induce panic in even the most foolhardy of us. Nature admires winners. From there, it is but a short step to the supernatural evil of werewolves. Now fear is definitely the thing we feel pulsing through our veins, summoning a flight response. But no matter what our hopes, werewolves, whether real or in the imaginations of this cast of chilling, unrepentant authors, stroke knowing chords of terror into every sentence. As the pages turn, our uneasiness begins to escalate. Terror begins to track our every step. With such literary craftsmen as Saki, Hugh Walpole, Ambrose Bierce, Rudyard Kipling, Arthur Conan Doyle, and others, that feeling happens time and time again.
A Pastoral Horror by Arthur Conan Doyle. Far above the level of the Lake of Constance, nestling in a little corner of the Tyrolese Alps, lies the quiet town of Feldkirch. It is remarkable for nothing, save for the presence of a large and well-conducted Jesuit school, and for the extreme beauty of its situation. There is no more lovely spot in the whole of the Vorarlberg. From the hills which rise behind the town, the great lake glimmers some 15 miles off, like a broad sea of quicksilver. Down below, in the plains, the Rhine and the Danube prattle along, flowing swiftly and merrily, with none of the dignity which they assume as they grow from brooks into rivers. 5 great countries, or principalities, Switzerland, Austria, Baden, Württemberg, and Bavaria, are visible from the plateau of Feldkirch. Feldkirch is the centre of a large tract of hilly and pastoral country. The main road runs through the centre of the town, and then on as far as Ansbach, where it divides into 2 branches, one of which is larger than the other. This more important one runs through the valleys across Austrian Tyrol into Tyrol proper, going as far, I believe, as the capital of Innsbruck. The lesser road runs for 8 or 10 miles amid wild and rugged glens to the village of Laden, where it breaks up into a network of sheep tracks. In this quiet spot, I, John Hudson, spent nearly 2 years of my life, from the June of 65 to the March of 67, and it was during that time that those events occurred for which some weeks brought the retired hamlet into an unholy prominence, and caused its name for the first, and probably for the last time, to be a familiar word to the European press. The short account of these incidents, which appeared in the English papers, was, however, inaccurate and misleading, besides which the rapid advance of the Prussians, culminating in the Battle of Sadowa, attracted public attention away from what might have moved it deeply in less troublous times. It seems to me that the facts may be detailed now and be new to the great majority of readers, especially as I was myself intimately connected with the drama, and am in a position to give many particulars which have never before been made public. And first, a few words as to my own presence in this out-of-the-way spot. When the great city firm of Springer, Wilkinson and Spragger failed, and paid their creditors rather less than 18 pence in the pound, a number of humble individuals were ruined, including myself. There was, however, some legal objection which held out a chance of my being made an exception to the other creditors and being paid in full. While the case was being brought out, I was left with a very small sum for my subsistence. I determined, therefore, to take up my residence abroad in the interim, since...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?